Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's our final Mesiro Monday of the month. I'm sad, Gary. Are you?
I'm very sad, yes. This is it.
We've been doing a lot of good stuff.
We're really good friends.
Yeah. We are great friends now. After 4 weeks, one live show and three podcasts here, Gary Pattingale, our new friend from Mesiro. Last week, we talked about to Roth or not to Roth and just kind of all the questions you want to ask. It's not a one-size-fit-all approach. I think in my mind, I mean, and you know this stuff more than I do, Gary, but learning a little bit more about HSAs, a health savings account, kind of blew my mind at how many advantages there are if you're qualified to having an HSA, and I'm shocked at how few people have one. I don't know if you would agree with that, Gary.
I very much agree. It's one of the most underrated, best tax advantage vehicles that there is.
It's a health savings account. Now, some people might be, oh, I do that, and I have to spend it all within the year, use it or lose it. No, that's an FSA. Which there's reasons to do that that I'm sure we've covered in some other podcasts you can listen to. Health savings account is if you have a high deductible health plan, which you can look up what the numbers are. They kind of change over the years. But if you're paying a high deductible, likely you can qualify for this. And you can put away money. It's triple tax savings, Gary, right? Explain that.
That's exactly right. So with an HSA, you get a tax deduction up front. So the money you put in lowers your taxes, which is great. It grows tax-free, and it can potentially come out tax-free if you use it for qualified health expenses. So the IRS is very specific on what you can use, but the three advantages of that, there's not another vehicle out there that I'm aware of that gives you triple tax advantage.
No.
And the other thing, too, is there are no income limitations on contributing to an HSA other than being in a high deductible health plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of numbers there, right? It's got to be, I think, $1,600 for single, $3,200 deductible for a family, and there's
right.
out of pocket limits. But typically what's going to happen if it's offered through your company, they're going to make it very easy for you to figure out. It'll just say HSA compatible, or if you have individual health, they'll make it pretty easy for you to know that.
Figure it out, yeah.
It's compatible. But the other thing too is that there's no time limitation, as you already alluded to. You can theoretically incur expenses today, as long as you keep very good records.
Yep.
You could use an HSA 30 years from now to pay for those.
I'm so excited about HSA, so I want to stop for a moment just to make sure we all understand the triple tax savings. So you're very likely you can go through your job and they can take it out pre-tax into an HSA. They often have places that do it. If you're HR or if you work for a small business and they don't do that, you can do it yourself. You can take your post-tax dollars, the money that's in your pocket or in your checking account, and you can put into an HSA through like a Fidelity or a Vanguard or one of these big places and invest it how you see fit, and et cetera, et cetera. And then at the end of the year on your taxes, you say, I contribute to an HSA, and it lowers your taxable income. Then it grows. Let's say it goes from 100 to 1,000, and I pull it out to use it for qualified health expenses, whenever that is. I don't pay tax on the capital gains that I just made on the $900 on that.
Correct.
And then they don't charge me on the 1,000 that I pulled. I mean, like, it literally is a tax-free vehicle, essentially, if you do it the right way.
That's right. You just have to know the rules. And the other benefit is, too, you know, you can either use it as you put the money in. So let's just say you're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of income and you don't have money set aside just to leave it alone and put the money in and treat it like a 401k. That's okay. It still makes sense to add to because you get a tax deduction, right?
Right.
For those that have a little bit of extra money on the side and a long time horizon, it can make sense to treat it like a Roth 401k or IRA, if you will. So you can put the money in, you can invest it, it grows tax-free, it can compound, it could be a really large bucket down the road for, you know, medical expenses when you're old.
And
that's great.
Yeah, it's huge. And as you mentioned earlier, too, if you are paying for your medical bills out of your pocket, even though you have this HSA that's growing, save your receipts. Because what you can do at any time is pay yourself back out of the HSA for the qualified medical expenses you mean. And that, when I found that out, it ends up being almost another safety net for people. If they're able, let's say an HSA grows $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over all these years, that's great, $40,000, whatever, and you have maybe $15,000 in medical expenses you paid for on your own over the years while it grew. Let's say you needed $15,000 really quickly. You can pull it out of your HSA if you have the records. It really I can't think of another thing that does it like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and here's the thing too. So if you make non-qualified withdrawals, let's say you do that,
you buy expenses, a car,
right? Yeah, something you're not supposed to do. If you do it past age 65, you're just going to pay tax on the earnings. So right. There's still a real benefit to that. I call it a backstop, because now you don't want to do that before 65. You get hit with a really big penalty. But right. After that, you want to use it for what it was intended. But if for some reason it's such a large account, you just don't have the cost that you thought you were going to have, well, yeah. you can still use it. It's still your money.
And that's a huge point. People might be like, well, what if I'm okay and now I need money and I'm 66 years old? It can be part of a retirement. You're just going to then pay the tax on it as if it was like an IRA or anything like that. I asked you beforehand, I don't know if you had a chance to research, can I pay for like any deductibles, like for long-term care insurance plans using my HSA that I've built up?
So, yes, you can. There's limitations to it. So, typically when you're going to use HSA funds to pay for health insurance premiums, you generally can't do that. But mm-hmm. There are four exceptions. So, long-term care premiums is one exception, and it depends on your income how much you can actually pull out and pay. Second is if you're on COBRA. COBRA typically lasts 18 months. It could be longer in certain cases. You can use your HSA funds to pay your
COBRA. So you lose your job, you're paying COBRA, which costs three times as much as you were pulling out of your paycheck. You can use your HSA for that. Okay, that's two.
That's correct. So if you're on unemployment, you lose your job, that's another, and you're paying for health insurance, that's another way you could use your HSA funds to pay for those premiums. And then you could use it to pay Medicare premiums as well. So A, B, C, and D, but not Medigap policies, not the supplemental policies.
The advantages
it's a one big misconception. You cannot use it to pay for those.
But there's still a lot of things you can use it for. I like when you called it a backstop. I think it can be an HSA, a very effective part of like a, it's almost like an emergency fund in some ways. It's mm-hmm. not quite as accessible, could only be used for certain things. But some of the things we have an emergency fund for are for medical, like scares or things. Boy, I need 10 grand just in case, you know, I fall out of a tree. I don't know what the case is, but it can be part of an emergency savings plan.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that you typically don't budget for and you don't expect it. And it can be very costly if you need medical care. So having that money set aside, earmarked for that purpose, can be really helpful and very additive to the success of your plan.
Big HSA doesn't pay me a dime for this, but I am big on HSAs. If they want to, they can reach out to me. I don't know who would actually do that, but if the government wants me to push HSAs, I'll do it for them, Gary.
I think my phone's starting to light up here. So.
Yeah, there you go. Gary Pattingale from Mesirow, 1-877-MESIRO, Mesirow.com. Been great to meet you all month long, my friend.
Thank you, John. It's been great to be here, and thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Do it again soon, everyone. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesirow advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesirow at 877-MESIROW.